Hello, we are connecting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What's that?
Yeah, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Can you hear me? As I said before, we are connecting in service to help us better understand what is most important people are classified as topics. This is going to be totally confidential, and all the answers are going to be used for research purposes.
So I didn't
hear
a lot of answers.
Yeah, just to confirm the question, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right. So just to confirm, somewhat satisfied or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. So I just need to hear from you if you are somewhat satisfied or very satisfied.
Can't say very. Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Well, moving forward, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you each of these issues is to you? So using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important issue to you. The first one, healthcare.
You know, are, in my view, deplorable. But in terms of the actual manner, right, we have to be able to identify the
two. Healthcare, what is your answer? I'm sorry, you need to rate this on a scale of 0 to 10.
Thank you so much. Good luck on the new school year.
0 to 10.
Yeah, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's very important issue to you.
Very important issue.
Hi.
Okay, thank you. Next one, K-12 education.
Yes, K-12 education.
Yeah, K-12 education. For 0 to 10, how important is it?
10.
Thank you. Student loan debt?
Yeah, student loan debt.
Correct.
That's how I am.
Yeah, from 0 to 10, how important is it? Thank you. Next one. Inflation and the cost of living. From 0 to 10, how important is it?
Inflation is very important. 10.
Okay, thank you. Racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10, how important is it?
Consumer cellular uses big power. 9.
Thank you. Next one, housing rights, from 0 to 10, how important is it?
9.
Thank you. Abortion rights, from 0 to 10, how important is it?
8.
You said 6, is that correct?
8.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, thank you. Next one, jobs and wage, from 0 to 10? How important is it?
10.
Voting rights.
Let me introduce you to Plus 500, the intuitive and easy to use trading app. Trading interest and options involves the risk of loss and you're not doing.
Yeah, from 0 to 10, voting rights, how important is it?
What right?
Yeah, voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform, how important is it from 0 to 10?
number one recommended waterfall program?
10.
Democracy? From 0 to 10, how important is it?
What's that?
Yeah, democracy.
Hold on.
Okay. I'm hearing a problem.
So what person?
All right, I'm sorry, yeah. Democracy or democracy?
Oh, democracy?
Mm-hmm.
10. 10.
Thank you. Crime and violence?
Crime?
Yeah, crime and violence. From 0 to 10, how important is it?
This important, is it that how important I want for government to tackle it or what it means?
All right, 0 means that this is not an important issue to you, and 10 means is a very important issue to you, right? So, in, as we say, so this is crime and violence. Okay,
10.
Next one, immigration.
It.
Thank you. And last one, climate change.
9.
Thank you. All right, let me move forward on this. So, as you may know, there will be election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as I stand now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. All right, what is your race?
No. My race?
That's correct.
Guess it.
I'm sorry, that was breaking out. What was your answer?
I said you guess it.
All right, just to confirm, you're saying UK, is that correct?
I'm saying guess my race. Guess. What race do you think I'm at?
Oh, I see. So just to confirm, you will need to provide me with the exact race, right? I mean, or the one
with. I'm black.
Okay, thank you. All right. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
57.
All right. 1957, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of a school that you have complete or the highest degree that you have received?
Graduate.
All right, graduate from high school or any other kind of, you know,
college? Master's. Education.
Okay, thank you. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
9.
Thank you. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of powers to make change on issues that matter to their community.
It.
Thank you. All right. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you'll feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you don't, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one, Bill Casey.
Cool.
Yeah, Bob Casey.
Bob Casey and fit. Bob Casey.
All right, you just have to rate from 0 to 10 how very warm and favorable you feel towards them, right? And if you have no opinions or have never heard of a person, please indicate that.
I have heard about him and a commercial and...
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have much detail about him. I don't know much about him.
Okay, I understand. So remember... you have to rate, I mean, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold.
5.
Thank you. Next one, J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance?
That's correct.
0.
Thank you. Larry Kressler.
Who's Larry Kressler?
Yeah, Larry Kressler. So just to let you know, because we aren't able to provide like much details about it. So if you have never heard of that person, you let me know. No problem.
Not really.
All right, never heard of it, correct?
Yes.
All right, next one, John Fetterman.
Who?
John Fetterman.
It.
Thank you. Cheryl Parker.
10.
Thank you. And last one, Josh Shapiro.
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward this. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote?
Presidential election?
Yeah, for the November 2024 election for presidents. If they were held today, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And just to let you know, we are in the middle of the survey, then we are going to be done. No problem. Just a couple of more questions. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote?
What?
Sorry, do you hear me? No. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. All right, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make difference to what happens. Others say that who vote for can make a big difference to make it happen. So in your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Great difference.
All right, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. First one, there's not enough outreach to people like me. Second one, politicians don't keep their promises. Third one, the issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. Next one, politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. Last one, the system is racist and not built to support black people.
Policies are not really implemented. Issues important to me cannot be mostly highlighted.
You're selecting politicians that don't push policies that specifically benefit black people, and the other thing you're saying is that the issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you going to select a third one just to confirm? There is missing as well. There is not enough outreach to people like me. Next one, politicians don't keep their promises. And the other one, the system is racist and not built to support black people.
Politicians do not really reach people like me.
Okay. Oh, just to confirm, I'm sorry, one of them is politicians that don't keep their promises, and the other one, there's not enough outreach to people like me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which one do you choose?
They don't keep their promises.
Okay, thank you. Let me move forward on this. All right, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree, nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Let me read it to you. So, most people will take advantage of you if you let them. So, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree, nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Somehow I agree.
All right, just to confirm, you're saying somewhat agree, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to read you a list of factors that make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. First one, if black people had more money and resources. Second one, if there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community. Third one, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, like more polling places and mail-in voting. And next one, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app. And last one, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. So you have to select the top three reasons that apply to you.
Okay, as you read, I will select as you go on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So just to confirm, because we have right here five different reasons, right? So if you want, I can just read it back to you. Just let me know if you are going to be selecting that, because remember, there are going to be three reasons exactly that you
apply. Yeah, I want to read one at a time, then I will tell you if I agree with that particular one.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right, just to confirm, this is going to be a list of factors that might make you feel your vote would make a difference, right? So that's basically the reason of selecting three of them. So you let me know.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one, if black people had more money and resources, so do you think this is going to be a factor that make you feel like your vote will make a difference?
Yes, we have more money, and that will make a difference.
Okay. And the other one, if there were black leadership organizations that held the government accountable to the black community?
No, that racism.
Okay, next one. If there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods?
Yes.
Thank you. Next one. If I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business, money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app?
Yes. If I have access to all those,
okay. Thank you. So, yeah, we have three of them now. So, let me move forward in this. And below is a list of some policies.
How many more minutes do you have to do?
Just to confirm, we are just—it's just like 20% missing, right? We just gonna—we are gonna be handling this as quick as possible. I have 5 minutes or less. This is gonna be done, no problem. Okay. So below is a list of some policies that, if implemented, would empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community experience and priorities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each policy would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the policies would strongly motivate you to vote, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, no matter what party is in control, sometimes life doesn't get better for many of us in the black community. But as Nipsey Hussle say, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but it doesn't happen. Our votes are our leverage. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they're out of a job. All right, from 0 to 10. How motivated are you to vote on this?
8.
You're saying 8, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one. Sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep, but we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Cheryl Parker is, $6.3 billion, budget is a step forward, funding more police officers, better streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighborhoods. We are not just voting, we are keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll shove them the door. So, in regards to this statement, so how motivated are you to vote on this? From 0 to 10, right? You have to write this on the scale from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. All right, next one. They want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote. But we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real change. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward passing key policies reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires policies to maintain details regarding abuse of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will. From 0 to 10, how motivated is this vote?
8.
Thank you. And last one, it's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse business affected by COVID-19. Grants raised from $2,600 to $10,000 to spend with us. Our involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of these resources. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you in this?
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward in this submission before we are almost ending. Thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay, but please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. You just have to rate it from 0 to 10. Okay. Okay, thank you. All right. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change in issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has and on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to your community. Thank you. Some people say no matter who people vote for, they will make a difference. No, hombre.